4. He walked home slowly, approaching Ambrose Street, where he lived, through Travis Street, which was shaded and still. There was a small fruit shop now on the corner of Travis and Delancey Streets, sitting right on somebody's front lawn like a children's play store. Out of the great washatorium building that marred the west end of Ambrose Street, girls and women in white uniforms were pouring, chattering, on their way to an early lunch. He was glad he did not meet anyone on the street he had to speak to. He felt slow and quiet and resigned and even rather happy. Strange how remote, perhaps how foreign, Miriam seemed 5 minutes after talking with her, how unimportant, really, everything seemed. Now he felt ashamed of his anxiety on the train. "Not bad, Mama," he said with a smile when he came home. His mother had greeted him with an anxious lift of her eyebrows.
"I'm glad to hear that."
She pulled a rocker around and sat down to listen. She was a small woman with light brown hair, with a pretty, rather fine, straight-nosed profile still, and a physical energy that seemed to twinkle off in sparks now in the silver of her hair. And she was almost always cheerful. It was this fact chiefly that made Guy feel that he and she were quite different, that had estranged him from her somewhat since the time he had suffered from Miriam. Guy liked to nurse his griefs, discover all he could about them, while his mother counseled him to forget.
"What did she say? You certainly weren't gone very long. I thought you might have had lunch with her."
"No, Mama." He sighed and sank down on the brocade sofa. "Everything's all right, but I'll probably not take the Palmyra job."
"Oh, Guy, why not? Is it true she's going to have a child?"
His mother was disappointed, Guy thought, but so mildly disappointed for what the job really meant. He was glad she didn't know what the job really meant. "It's true," he said, and let his head go back until he felt the cool of the sofa's wooden frame against the back of his neck. He thought of the gulf that separated his life from his mother's. He had told her very little of his life with Miriam, and his mother, who had known a comfortable, happy upbringing in Mississippi, who kept herself busy now with her big house and her garden.